Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, an almost complete fossil of an ichthyosaurus has been found in central Queensland. The aquatic dinosaur, at 7.1 metres in length, was found 400 kilometres northwest of Longreach. The dinosaur lived in what was an inland sea 100 million years ago. Winton's Australian Age of Dinosaurs Museum founder David Elliott said at 90% complete, it is likely the most complete fossil ever found of the species. The ichthyosaur was found at Toolabuck Station by the station's neighbour Cassandra Prince.
As the Queensland government has identified property owners and renters earning well over the income limit for social housing after a rent review into the housing. The government has completed over 1,500 reviews, with 2,000 more to come, and has identified at least 9 tenants who were found to own the property. Social housing rules prevent people from owning or co-owning property, excluding cases of domestic violence and similar. All those identified will be charged market value rent until the end of the year. The reviews have also found 1 in 4 people have been paying too much and have had their rent reduced immediately.
In national news, ABC's defence correspondent Andrew Green has tendered his resignation 2 months after the Public Broadcaster's Media Watch program raised conflict of interest concerns regarding a press junket. Green, who has been defence correspondent for 10 years, filled a story regarding German shipbuilding company ThyssenKrupp Marine Systems, failing to disclose they had travelled to Germany as a guest of the company. As a public broadcaster, the ABC does not tend to accept travel paid for by the subject of the report, as it could pose a conflict of interest. According to Media Watch, the ABC was unaware Green had travelled to Germany at all and that the press junket had been filled whilst Green was on personal leave.
Federal court documents have revealed that the National Environment Minister, Murray Rott, was urged by his own department to intervene to protect rock art at threat of desecration by industrial emissions. In 2022, Murujuru custodian Raylene Cooper submitted an application to the Western Australian Government under the Indigenous and Torres Strait Heritage Protection Act. It was based on fears that the Burrup Peninsula industrial projects would rapidly accelerate degradation at the nearby cultural landscape. 3 years later, the landscape was granted a World Heritage listing by UNESCO in July, and Ms. Cooper is calling for clarity as to why there was a 3-year absence of response from the minister and his department, despite advice suggesting to intervene.
In international news, less than 3 months before Brazil is set to host the COP30 climate summit, authorities have suspended the soy moratorium, which is one of the key agreements for protection of the Amazon rainforest. Brazil is the world's largest soybean exporter, and hectares of Amazon rainforest was cleared to keep up with global demand. However, stakeholders voluntarily agreed to impose a moratorium to preserve remaining rainforest. The moratorium was hailed as a conservation success and had preserved 17,000 square kilometers of protected land used by some of Brazil's indigenous population. Ending the agreement now opens up land the size of Portugal to be cleared and would be disastrous for the ecosystem, which is still recovering from devastating wildfires.
For your weather today, Brisbane is warming up as spring approaches. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.